Welcome to the Living Healthy Podcast, where you can improve your quality of life by making solid and informed decisions. I'm your host, Eddie Randall. Thank you for tuning in to Season 3, Episode 5 of the Living Healthy Podcast. Your continued listening and your continued support are greatly appreciated. Please feel free to check out the latest merchandise at the Living Healthy Podcast store. The link is in the description of the podcast. The ability to breathe is one of those things that we take for granted until we are not able to do it on our own. For the last 3 years, the coronavirus pandemic has increased the reality of how we take breathing for granted. In our defense, our breathing is controlled by the autonomic nervous system, so we don't have to think about breathing. It's only when we have a lung ailment and have to struggle to breathe does it become apparent. Many have suffered long COVID issues years after infection, including a continuous cough and shortness of breath, which limits one's ability in everyday life. On top of long COVID, lung disease affects a significant amount of the population. According to the American Lung Association, 34 million Americans suffer from lung disease. The importance of a healthy set of lungs can't be put into words, as the oxygen that we need to run cellular functions has to first come in through the body via gas exchange in the lungs. I will be discussing common lung problems. In addition, I will cover exercises and simple things that we can do on our own to improve lung function. Then I will be finishing up by talking about foods that we can eat to keep our lungs in the best condition possible. Keep in mind, the home remedies, breathing exercises, and foods that I am mentioning for lung health is not just in response to a lung ailment. You can utilize these methods that I'm mentioning when your lungs are perfectly healthy, just to keep your lungs in the best shape possible. Tonight's podcast is entitled, How to Improve Lung Health with All Natural Home Remedies. Common lung problems and techniques that can help. Some of the most common lung issues are asthma, a cough, COPD, and pneumonia. Asthma is a chronic disease in which the bronchial airways become inflamed and make it extremely difficult to breathe. Things in the air, like pollen, tobacco smoke, dust, and fecal particles from roaches and mice, are common things that cause asthma. During an asthma attack, the lining in the airway tightens and makes it very difficult to breathe. Then the lining becomes inflamed and swells. On top of that, more mucus is produced, clogging the airway. There are several types of asthma, and asthma can occur during allergy season or on a regular basis. When it occurs on a regular basis, that's when people are prescribed some type of rescue inhaler. It can also be work-related when people are exposed to lung irritants and develop the condition over a period of time. Then there is exercise-induced asthma, where you develop asthma during extreme physical activity. If you have asthma or believe you have asthma, please consult your PCP or pulmonologist. The things I'm mentioning here are some simple and common sense things that you can do to eliminate or minimize your reaction to the condition. Typically, asthma is treated with medications, but depending on the level of your asthma, you can mitigate your asthma. Perhaps the single most important thing regarding asthma is to know what triggers the asthma attack and avoid those triggers. Change your air filter in your home and your air in-cabin air filter in your car a little more often. Try to vacuum your rugs and floors instead of sweeping them. Sweeping allows allergens and dust to float up where they can be inhaled. This is juxtaposed to a vacuum, which sucks up dirt and potential allergens and traps them inside the unit. If you're having an asthma attack, seek medical help and/or use your inhaler if you commonly have asthma. However, there are some simple exercises that you can try. First and foremost, you need to remain calm and sit or stand upright. An exercise you can try is pursed lip breathing. With this, you can hold your airway open longer, allowing you to recover from an asthma attack. For this technique, you would close your mouth and breathe in slowly through your nose, then purse your lips as if you were going to whistle and slowly breathe out. You can inhale for 2 seconds and exhale for about 5 or 6 seconds. You can also try diaphragmatic breathing. For this, you can put one hand on your stomach and one hand on your chest. Inhale for about 4 seconds and hold your breath for 2 seconds. Then slowly exhale for 6 seconds. Doing this will strengthen your diaphragm and allow you to keep your airway open and recover quicker during an asthma attack. Next is shortness of breath. This condition is sort of like asthma, and it makes you feel like you have to take deeper breaths than usual in order to breathe. Shortness of breath can be a condition brought on by other health issues, such as a heart attack, being overweight, being out of shape, or having COPD. If you all of a sudden experience shortness of breath, it is advised to seek medical attention immediately. This condition can also arise from asthma attacks, as well as having pneumonia, the flu, or a cold. The breathing techniques that I mentioned for asthma can also be used if you have shortness of breath. Keep in mind, I'm not recommending that you do this if you have shortness of breath out of the blue. This is in regard to knowing what your history is and why you have it, i.e. asthma or cold, etc. You can also run some water in your sink, some warm water, bend over and place your face in proximity of the water, and cover your head with a towel. This is what is known as steam therapy. This will allow the steam to rise and enter your airway. You can also add a drop of peppermint oil or eucalyptus oil to the water. Moist air opens the airways, and the peppermint and eucalyptus oil will work to alleviate swelling and loosen up mucus in the airway, making it easier to breathe. COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is the next ailment. This occurs when a condition like bronchitis causes damage to the lungs over time. COPD occurs when a progression of an illness makes it difficult to get sufficient air in the lungs. COPD mostly affects smokers and usually requires antibiotics, antiviral meds, and bronchodilators. As a routine, drink lots of water, as this can help you to deal with COPD. Drinking water can help to thin mucus, allowing you to breathe easier. Do that in conjunction with the breathing exercises and steam therapy that I've already mentioned. Helping to keep your weight down and stay in shape, even if by walking, can also help you deal with COPD. The next common lung ailment is pneumonia. Pneumonia is caused by bacteria, fungi, or viruses. Once they get inhaled, the air sacs in the lungs can become inflamed and swell up with pus, which is visible on an x-ray. Symptoms include chest pain, difficulty breathing, confusion, fever, fatigue, and diarrhea. This condition is usually treated by testing the sputum, and the proper course of medicine is prescribed. For instance, Streptococcus pneumoniae is the most common bacteria that causes pneumonia. Once you finish your course of antibiotics, a follow-up with your PCP and chest x-ray will confirm that the illness is gone. Once you're home, there are things that you can do to help speed up your recovery. For example, you may want to splurge a little on probiotics and a yogurt with beneficial bacteria, as a course of antibiotics kills both good and bad bacteria. Eating yogurt and probiotics when you're healthy can help boost your immune system. Drinking lots of water, as mentioned, can help to thin mucus and it will allow you to breathe better. In addition, as mentioned with the previous ailments, steam therapy is very good. Drinking ginger and turmeric tea helps to fight off bacteria, viruses, and fungi. It can also relieve inflammation, and the warmth from the tea can put you in a better mood to rest as to allow proper recovery. Gargling your mouth with warm salt water can make you feel well from the warmth, and the salt can aid in flushing the bacteria out of your throat as well as killing it. Taking several deep breaths every hour can help to strengthen your lungs and loosen up mucus. Now more than ever, it's important to do exercises and to eat foods that are good for lung health. Although the pandemic is not as prevalent as it was 3 years ago, COVID and its variants are still out there, getting people sick and causing some to die. Granted, the death rate is 1%, but most common long COVID symptoms, like shortness of breath, pneumonia, blood clots, and coughing, are affecting people years after infection. Pneumonia by itself is enough to take down a healthy person. COVID pneumonia is worse, as it works slowly and does more damage to the lungs. So it's an excellent idea to practice tips and strategies to keep your lungs healthy. Coughing is the next condition and can be caused by a number of things from bacteria, fungi, phlegm, and viruses. Coughing is your body's way of trying to expel a pathogen or irritant similar to when we sneeze. Coughing is also a symptom of allergies, pneumonia, COVID-19, tuberculosis, and many other ailments. Once the underlying condition has been addressed, there are natural remedies that can be done to address the cough. They include the previous ones that I mentioned, including gargling, steam therapy, breathing exercises, staying hydrated, and drinking turmeric and ginger tea. Doing those simple things can help your immune system out by expelling germs and thinning mucus. I wanted to take a moment to say thank you for supporting the podcast. The Living Healthy Podcast is listed on many platforms, including Anchor, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Bullhorn, and many others. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. And don't forget to check out the Living Healthy Podcast channel on YouTube. Also, if you have any questions or would like me to discuss a particular topic, or you'd like to be a guest on the show, please contact me at livinghealthy@gmail.com. Overall exercises and therapy for lung health. Aside from the exercises I've already mentioned, there are some simple and common exercises that you can do to not only improve lung health, but as an added benefit, you can strengthen lung capacity and endurance. The added benefit is that these exercises can benefit your overall health. Simple things such as walking, burpees, jumping jacks, cycling, jogging, running, and swimming. Walking is the simplest and most effective way to strengthen your lungs. This simple action helps to get oxygen pumped into the body the faster the demand is needed. So although walking is beneficial, brisk walking would be your ultimate goal to help to keep your lungs healthy. You can walk for 30 minutes a day, which should cover a mile or a mile and a half, or if you walk briskly for 30 minutes a day, you should be able to cover 2 miles. Burpees are great exercises for your whole body, but they are excellent for lung health. This is a full body exercise that helps to speed up your metabolism. Doing burpees increases your lung capacity and also strengthens cardiovascular endurance. Best of all, this is like walking, jogging, and running, as it requires no expensive equipment to buy. You can start with 3 sets of 15 a day and then increase to 4 sets of 15 or 4 sets of 20 as your endurance increases. If you're unfamiliar with burpees, I've included a YouTube video in the link of the description of the podcast. Jumping jacks are along the same line as burpees. They have a positive impact on the entire body and are also great for the lungs. Depending on your fitness level, you can start with 25 a day and can gradually increase until you reach 300 a day. You can start off with 1 set of 25 jumping jacks and then increase to 12 sets of 25. Cycling can either be done with a traditional bicycle or stationary bike. As a beginner, you can cycle for 30 minutes or so or up to a mile. Then, as time progresses, you can go for an hour or 2 miles or more. This all depends on your fitness level and health. Cycling is a great overall exercise for the body, but in particular, as already mentioned, it's great for the lungs. As far as jogging and running, those can be done in regard to your fitness level and health as well. Start off slow and progress until you're able to go long distances. Make sure to stay hydrated and to stretch properly before jogging or running. Swimming is another exceptional exercise for lung health. On average, swimmers tend to have stronger lungs due to persistent pressure of the water while moving. If you think about it, the pressure with the water is the main reason why physical therapy programs incorporate the use of water in some form of recovery. If you have access to a pool or a safe body of water, you can swim for 15 to 30 minutes a day, 3 to 5 times a week. There are some simple devices that you can also buy to help with your lung health. They are air purifiers and humidifiers. Aside from getting a device due to having a lung ailment, it's ideal to strive for the best air quality in your home. After all, you sleep there and spend the most of your time there, and most importantly, your family shares the same living space. Dust, mold, asbestos, and other allergens can be recycled by the HVAC system and contribute to lung ailments such as allergies and even pneumonia. Air purifiers are relatively simple. They suck in air from a room. Then the air passes through several filters, and clean air is then pushed back out into the room. Just make sure to clean or replace the filters per the manufacturer's recommendation. Humidifiers are also a great option to improve lung health. Remember that dry air exacerbates lung problems like asthma. If you have asthma, pneumonia, or suffer from frequent nosebleeds, a persistent dry cough, or sore throats, then utilizing a humidifier along with recommended treatment can help to improve your overall lung health. Just make sure that you use distilled water and that you change the filters per the manufacturer's recommendations. Other things that you can do is to wear a mask if you're going to be out doing any type of gardening or utilizing tools such as a leaf blower. Anyone who has worked outdoors for hours can testify to the dirt that you find trapped when you clean out your nose. Although nose hairs and tiny hairs called cilia, which line the trachea, do their job to keep out pathogens, using a mask while doing yard work can minimize the contaminants that you breathe in. Foods for healthy lungs. Some have been mentioned earlier, but I will cover all of them here. Beets, blueberries, red cabbage, yogurt, apples, oranges, pumpkin, ginger, garlic, turmeric, and cloves. Beets are one of my favorite vegetables due to their taste and plethora of vitamins and minerals. They're also very good for your lungs. Beets have a significant amount of nitrates, and nitrates work to relax blood vessels as they are converted to nitric oxide in the blood and help in gas exchange, thus promoting oxygen uptake. The beta lanes have anti-inflammatory properties, which can help to relax the lungs and fight inflammation. You can add some beets as a side to lunch or dinner, or enjoy them raw in a smoothie or juice them. Blueberries contain anthocyanins such as delphinidin, malvidin, and pionidin, which have antioxidant properties that help protect your lungs from oxidation. These are very easy to incorporate into your diet. You can add some to a cup of yogurt, make smoothies, and make blueberry tea. Red cabbage contains 36 anthocyanins. These are a class of flavonoid that work the same way as they do in blueberries by limiting oxidative stress and maintaining lung health. You can make coleslaw, red cabbage soup, or just steam them and have them as a side at dinner. Yogurt is great for lungs as well. The calcium content helps to maintain proper lung function. In addition, the probiotics found in yogurt help to boost lung health and have anti-cancer properties. Eating yogurt is a simple, quick, and ideal way to help maintain your healthy lungs. If you're recovering from a lung ailment such as pneumonia, it's advised to eat a lot of yogurt or yogurt with added probiotics in order to replenish the good bacteria that was killed off by the round of antibiotics that are typically prescribed. Yogurt is a perfect food that can be enjoyed as breakfast, lunch, or as a snack any time of the day. Make sure to get organic yogurt from cows not treated with RBST. Try to get low-fat 2% variants as a way to help to keep an eye on your weight. Apples are next on the list. They can keep the doctor away and they can help to keep COPD and other lung issues away as well. Apples contain antioxidants like vitamin A and quercetin. Vitamin A helps to maintain and produce epithelial cells of the lungs and respiratory tract. Quercetin helps to prevent and minimize the effects of lung problems with their antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. Apples are so beneficial and easy to take along to work or just to grab as a snack on the go. You can add them to a fruit salad, traditional green salad, or add them to a bowl of oatmeal. Oranges are known for their ever-popular vitamin C, which is great for pretty much every function in the body. Vitamin C also has antibacterial and antiviral properties, and they work to promote lung function. There's an article on the National Library of Medicine's website called "Vitamin C Enhances Antiviral Functions of the Lung Epithelial Cells." The article is by T. Fatiller, Agrawal, Robles, and others. They took mice whom lacked an enzyme that produces vitamin C called L-glunolactone oxidase. In comparison with the control group, they demonstrated that vitamin C can be absorbed by the epithelial cells and are used to improve lung function. Eating an orange or two per day will greatly improve lung health. As far as orange juice, I would advise to try to get orange juice produced in the U.S. only, and try to get it cold-pressed and organic if you can find it. You also may want to juice your own, as you will get the best benefits from the juice. This is because genetically modified orange juice, they're pasteurized, and which kills the nutritional content. Then flavor packs are manufactured by flavoring companies and are added back into the orange juice. Aside from this, the FDA does not require orange juice manufacturers to list if they use flavor packs or not. Pumpkins, like others I've mentioned, have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. These come from carotenoids found naturally in pumpkin, such as beta-carotene, lutein, and zeaxanthin. You can roast pumpkin, make pumpkin soup, pumpkin quiche, and you can also add roasted pumpkin pieces to a green salad. Ginger is next on the list, and this is my favorite flowering plant. It's great for chest congestion and is a bronchodilator, and it helps to thin mucus and it has antiviral and antibacterial properties. My favorite way to enjoy ginger is non-alcoholic ginger beer and ginger tea. You can add a couple of slices of ginger to rice while it's cooking, grate some over a salad, grate some over fish, chicken, or you can even make ginger lemonade. There are even some juicing and smoothie options out there. For the very first podcast episode, I released amazing natural teas and drinks to boost immunity and overall health. So if you're looking for how to make ginger in a tea or ginger beer, I invite you to please check out that episode. I've included a link for that episode in the description of the podcast. Garlic has anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, and anti-cancer properties. This comes from the organosulfur compound allicin. This gives garlic its distinct smell. Garlic helps to keep lungs clear and clean from infection. To get the best result from the garlic, it's best to eat it raw or as a tea. You can slice some up and add it to a salad or on a burger, or just eat a couple of slivers of it. This may not be too popular for obvious reasons, so your next option is to put some sliced garlic cloves in 2 cups of water, and before it boils, remove it from the heat, strain it, let it cool, and down it. Cloves. Clove properties mirror those of garlic, in that they too have anti-inflammatory, antibacterial properties, as well as anti-cancer properties. One particular antioxidant is called eugenol. Cloves help to reduce the symptoms of asthma, bronchitis, a cough, as well as cold and flu symptoms. You can add cloves to rice, soups, and certain dishes to add a little flavor. Perhaps the most common way to enjoy and get the benefits of cloves are to have them as a tea. Simply heat 16 to 20 ounces of water with cloves added, and before it boils, remove it from the heat, let it cool, and enjoy. Turmeric is also great for lung maintenance, as it reduces inflammation and oxidative stress in the body, and in particular, the lungs. The antioxidant curcumin gives turmeric its potent and beneficial properties. Curcumin works to regulate cytokines, thereby regulating lung inflammation and making it easier to breathe. There are several ways to incorporate turmeric into your diet. You can buy it in its powdered form, or you can buy the roots, clean it, and slice it. You can add it to soups, salad, rice, have it in a smoothie, or a vegetable juice drink. That's going to do it for episode 5 of season 3 of the Living Healthy Podcast. I hope you found this podcast informative, beneficial, and I hope it have motivated you to make the decision that you would like to make. Please mention this podcast to your friends so we can get this beneficial health information out to as many people as we can. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And remember, living healthy creates a better you.